This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
القول قول الصوارم كي تسترد المظالم حتى الأراضي نسامو راسو.
What are the five pillars of Islam and what are the six pillars of Iman?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So no, you're talking on behalf of religion.
The pillars are. For Muslims, you have to do in order to be a good Muslim, and besides the pillars, the most important.
What are the six pillars of faith in the Islamic creed?
The most important to decide whether a person is.
What are the six pillars of faith according to the Islamic creed?
I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care what Muslims do inside Islam.
Don't be afraid of
what
the response.
Don't be
afraid of my response. I'm saying to you now, calm down. Calm down, calm down. It's just a break. I'm reminding you that when you are finished watching the video, that you click the link below and donate now. You are claiming to know about the religion of Islam, which is a religion that followed by, according to Pew, more than 1.8 billion people.
That's not relevant.
Excuse me. Let me just finish my comment. Yeah. I'm saying that you claim to know what Islam as a religion said. You're not a theologian. I ask you a very basic question that any child in any madrasa would know. Excuse me. I ask you, what is the six pillars of Islamic creed? And you couldn't even offer me an answer. And now you're going into hadith and what the Quran says. This is way above your pay grade. Why do you think you, as an unqualified, uncredentialed person that's seeking job seekers allowance, whatever you're doing as a jobless man, have the right to speak about Islam?
Whether I work or whether I ever have worked, it's not
so
relevant.
So why do you think you're credible to talk about the religion of Islam?
Because Islam
And you don't know the basics?
I know the basics.
What are the six pillars of creed?
Islam is so easy that a desert Arab understands it.
Okay, so what are the six pillars of creed?
You can be illiterate and understand
Islam.
So
you say you understand it, but you don't know what the six pillars of creed are, which is something...
I understand it because I've read how the seerah, I know what kind of persons... This Muhammad guy.
But I'm saying that you've read it so much that you don't even know the basics. Okay, Muhammad, you know him so well. Yeah, you read the seerah. What's his name? What's his full name?
Let's say we have a.
What's his name?
Let's say we have an ideology called Nazism here,
and which is something you're promoting.
And you come and ask, what's the name of the guy who invented it?
Oh, Adolf Hitler.
Is that relevant?
Yes, it is relevant. If I'm claiming to be an expert, if I'm speaking on behalf of Nazism, and I don't know what the name of Adolf Hitler, both first name and surname, I'd be an ignoramus. I'm asking you now, you're saying that I've read the seerah, which is the biography of the Prophet. I'm asking you, what is the man's name? And you can't even tell me his surname?
I don't care.
You don't care? Well, you don't know, maybe. But you said you know about all the verses in the Quran which talks about fighting. So it's selective knowledge, isn't it? It's cherry-picked knowledge.
Bullshit. And travel this far to do is to distract the discussion from
I can assure you, I've come here for other purposes. I've not come here for you.
Fine, good.
Can I ask you a question?
You are distracting this discussion. My friend, from the topics for non-Muslims.
I'm asking you a question. You said that Islam states
X, Y, and
Z. The
interesting topic for non-Muslims is,
go on.
Is Islam able to build societies where non-Muslims can live in equality
I've heard.
And peace?
I've heard what you've said. Let me reply to what you've said.
Yeah.
Let's just summarize where we are so far. I asked you what you meant by war. You said defense. That's what you said. You said, I want to go to war with the Muslims. You said, they're defending ourselves by using... Okay, no problem. We'll come back to that. Then we asked you some questions, some trivial questions. We asked you, what are the six pillars of Islamic creed? You had no answer. What is the... You said, I've read the seerah.
It's not relevant.
I don't know. You're still pushing this bullshit. I'm just summarizing.
You are a bullshit generator. You don't dare to talk about this religion.
I'm coming to you. I'll come to you. Yeah. But I'm just summarizing where we are. That's all I'm doing. You don't have to get triggered and get upset and shake and all these things and talk swear words in front of children, in front of young people. There's a child behind you. Why are you swearing in front of the child? Huh? No, I'm asking a question. No, honestly.
How am I supposed to know it's a child behind me?
I don't know. Look.
It's bullshit. You're talking bullshit.
Okay, fine. Yeah. No problem.
No, it's a problem.
No, it is a problem.
You could come here honestly discussing what kind of countries Islam creates.
Okay, no problem.
And
we'll
what happens to the non-Muslim in a state that's being occupied by Muslims.
Are we going to speak?
That's relevant.
Are you afraid for me to speak and engage with you? I'm saying to you this. Number one, we've established you don't know what the six pillars of Islamic creed are, the five pillars of Islamic faith are.
It's irrelevant.
Oh, irrelevant. No problem.
Now,
no
you
problem.
We've established
that you said that you know what Muhammad was. But then you haven't even known what the full man's name is. Now let me ask you a question.
Let him speak.
Oh, he got so angry there, didn't he?
You have this
interrupting all the time. You're interrupting all the time. Let him speak.
And that's your caveman habit. You can't help it because you're imitating the false prophet.
I didn't. When I graduated from the University of Oxford, I didn't tell me, here you go, caveman. What did you graduate from?
What
university did you graduate from?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No. I have told people more truths about your prophet than you've done. Okay. And I have told people more truths about
University of Oxford.
About the Quran than you do.
Do you want me to show you?
No, it's not relevant. Islam is so easy.
This is something you'll never see in your life.
Muhammad.
You'll never see this in your
not
life.
You, that other guy.
Okay.
Muhammad, the caveman, invented Islam as a tool to invade and occupy the whole planet for Allah's cause.
You'll never get this in your life.
In the Quran.
University of what?
Whether
Oxford.
You
Where's your
have
one?
Gone to
your
an infidel
What's
school
your Where'd
is
go?
Not
Where'd
relevant.
You go? I'm a caveman, aren't I?
Yeah, you're a caveman. You behave like a caveman.
So these kinds of intellectual expeditions, this kind of intellectual activism wouldn't be done without your charitable donations. Because this is an integral aspect of the dawah, that we challenge those kinds of views that we're seeing in the Western world, which makes international media. Now we have a chance to respond. IslamNet has established an entire center doing the work, educating people of Islam, crushing Islamophobia. Are we going to be the people? We are at a juncture now as a community. Are we going to be the people who are going to contribute to this cause? Or are we going to be stingy? Allah says in the Quran, ها أنتم هؤلاء تدعون لتنفقوا في سبيل الله فمنكم من يبخل ومن يبخل فإنما يبخل عن نفسه والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Allah says in the Quran that you people have been called to give in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give charity in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amongst you will be those who will be stingy. And whoever is stingy, miserly, he's only being stingy upon his own self. And Allah is the rich one, the one free of need. And you and me, you, Allah says, are the poor ones. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا And if you turn away, يَسْتَبَدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ Allah will replace us, replace me and you, replace you, Allah says, with a people other than you, and they will not be like you. What do you think? So shall I add something else?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, this is
the
terms. Right. You want to be part of this work,
etc. So the best way to prove to yourself and to Allah that you're not among the stingy ones, the miserly ones, the weak ones, is that you give in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have an opportunity. The link is below. Just click it. What's it going to take? 10 seconds of your time? 15, 20 seconds? You wouldn't even use that kind of time to blow your nose in a handkerchief. The time is now.
click the link. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.